This is the 217 Recovery Podcast with Corey Winfield.
I don't know. Why would they sit there and watch us talk into microphones and look at each other and look at your faces that you give me sometimes?
And co-host Marnie Winfield.
In situations like that, if you take the time to weigh the pros and cons of your involvement in something, I think this is across the board with a lot of things in life. You know, does it make sense for me in my world?
It is the 30th of March, 2023. I'm Corey Winfield.
I'm Marnie Winfield.
Welcome. Another edition of the 217 Recovery Podcast. Another episode, I should say. Same edition. Same stuff, just different episode. It's a new one. I played a song for you that I wrote today.
That you wrote for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's an album from NF. It's coming out.
You're taking credit?
This new album, Hope, comes out on Tuesday. And his new song, title track, Hope, he released a couple weeks ago. And he had another one called Motto that he released from that. But man, I could have written that song, Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, I was like, listen to this. And you're listening. And halfway through, you're getting text messages. And you're like, oh, wow, I see. I see now why you're... Well, you're saying that you relate to the song.
Yeah. It's like your song.
I'm telling you, I could have written that.
I know.
And so I'm going to sue him in court.
For reading your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks, Nate. Nah, but listening to NF, though, really did kind of inspire me and help me. When I was in early recovery, I didn't know much about NF. I didn't hear about him. I was in treatment that last time and somebody was like, oh, play this song. And so, and I started listening to lyrics to that one. And I was like, oh, this song's not bad. And then when I got out, I was just like, all right, what am I listening to? And so I looked that guy up and I downloaded his, he had like three albums out. And I was like, how did I not hear this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me, oh, he's from Michigan. I'm like, well, I'm from Michigan. So like, we have so much in common already. Like we built snowmen and throwing snowballs at people and... On March 30th, when we wake up and it's 19 degrees outside, we're like, what in the F is going on? Where's spring at? We've all done that. We're from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So I started listening more and more and I liked it. And I realized like early on that this isn't inspiring stuff. And he's also rapping about some of his mental health issues. And I'm like, man, this is great. And then I realized he's not swearing. Like he hasn't sworn in once in all the, any of these songs. I'm like, what? So I looked it up and to see a Christian rapper and people were like, oh, he's a Christian rapper. And in an interview he did about that, somebody asked him, are you a Christian rapper? And he said, well, no, first of all, I'm a rapper and I happen to be Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's not like, well, I was going to do beatboxing, but he's in beatbox. He's not like, oh, Lord, help me. I pray every Sunday. You know, he's not like, rapping yeah. like that, you know, he's like rapping for real, you know, and that's exactly what he is. He's a rapper and he happens to be Christian. But the things that he raps about is what I wanted to put in my brain. And I heard people saying something like that, or one guy told me that's like what you feed your brain, man, is how you're gonna act, and those are the things you're gonna do, and those are the things you're gonna think about. And if I was listening to songs about selling dope or doing drugs or drinking, like, why would you do that? You know, like, I'm in trying to be in recovery. This was early on, you know. I was like, I'm trying to be in recovery. Why would I listen to Kid Rock?
Right.
You know, like, no thanks. Because it's just going to bring you to a place where you don't want to be. At least I didn't want to be. And NF was very refreshing for me. Because it was just like, wow, this is positive stuff. This is good stuff. And some of them, you know, they're a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
A little more personal. But, man, I could really relate to them. And he has a song called Green Lights. I used to listen to that all the time. Because like at that time, people were telling me I couldn't do stuff. And, oh, you can't do that. You're going to need to do this. And you're going to need to do that. And, oh, you'll never be able to do that. And you'll never be able to do this. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to those people. And I'm just going to put my blinders on and I just see green lights. I'm going to keep going for it.
Yeah.
And it's easier to give it up than it is to go out and get it. So.
For sure.
I just saw green lights.
I love how his lyrics have meaning. I mean, especially to him, obviously, but he's sending a message, you know, and mm-hmm. it happens to be his story. And good for him. I mean, you don't really think of it like this, but for being so like vulnerable, like on the air, you know, because rappers are tough and rappers are awesome and rappers are partiers and, you know, and he's like basically saying the exact opposite. Like I had it difficult and, you know, I made it through and here I am today. And this was my dream. And here I am now. Look at me, mm-hmm. which is pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, and there's not many, and maybe there are, I just don't know of them. And people are probably like punching the steering wheel. No, like there's Toby Mac and there's all these other people. Okay, cool. I've heard of those people, but I didn't relate to them like I do with NF. But there's not a lot of that going on. You know, how many mumble rappers are there? How many gangster rappers are there? How many, you know, like fluff pieces that in 2 years we're not even going to remember who they are, but because they looked good in a dress or something, whatever. Somebody gave him a little hit song and, oh, yep, they're famous now. Mm-hmm. But see you later. You know, where NF, his style, like he's going to be around for until he doesn't want to be around anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's not really doing it for the record companies. He's doing it because it's music that he likes and it's lyrics that he's writing. You know, like it's different from what he does, I think, to what the mainstream stuff does. And I think he would rather do what he does than, you know, sell out for some kind of award show, you know, like he has a song about that. So it's just like, yeah, I like it. But listen to the song called Hope.
I think at one point, and I don't know if we were, what we were doing, but I think we ended up like Googling like lyrics, like songs that had lyrics about absolutely nothing, that had like zero meaning to it. And there's actually lists out there with songs that have lyrics that you could listen to the whole entire thing. You could read the screen and be like, I have no idea what that message is supposed to be about at all. You know?
Def Leppard had a lot of those.
Yeah.
At least their Hysteria album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some of them were popular. Some of them were really mm-hmm. popular, and I can't recall right now what they are. But yeah, Google that, guys. It's kind of entertaining. And you're like, oh my God, I used to sing that song. Like, and I really had. What
does that mean? Like, I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some creepy ones out there, too. Mm-hmm. Benny Mardones, Into the Night. I think I've talked, you know, remember do my Benny Mardones story? I made Ryan Beckman, well, I gave him a choice between I'm Rednecker Than You or Benny Mardones, Into the Night, because we were going to a Charlevoix meeting and we were giving each other stuff that we had to say.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I told him he had to read the lyrics to either Benny Mardones, Into the Night or I'm Rednecker Than You. And he chose I'm Rednecker Than You. Mm-hmm. Which talks about drinking and the bigger book on my wall or something. It's really stupid. Mm-hmm. That's how bad Benny Mardones is. You know, it's the first line is, she's just 16 years old.
Oh, right.
And the video is like, look at the video. Watch the video. The dude's like 45. He's creeping around and he's like mad at the parents because he goes to the door and the parents are like, no, get off my yard. And he's like, puts his hands on his hips. I'll teach you. Goes around the corner and starts staring in the window. And it's, I don't know how you people, I'm talking to my mom and her generation, let that slide back in the day.
Right.
Like that. I don't know, man. It's just a little creepy because he was like way too old.
I never watched those videos. MTV or VH1. Is that what you're watching? Music videos?
I didn't really know about much about that song until I heard him talking about On the Ticket. And I was like, wait a minute. And then I watched the video and I was like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is like a pedophile song. And you'll still hear it today in the store, at the dentist, doctors.
Sure. I know. And when you just sing it, I've heard that probably a ton of times and it never really occurred to me. Oh, yeah.
Into the night.
Yep.
Knew you the love that you never had.
Because you're 15 years old. Yeah. That's why you never have.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Anyway, music can be inspirational and
be creepy.
And creepy and also creepy.
Yeah, but check out NF though if you've never heard of them. Check them out. And it's what you feed your brain. Think about it. You know, if you're going around all day listening to gangster rap or drinking country songs. I mean, what do you think you're going to do at the end of the day?
Yeah.
You know, put some positive in your head just for a week. Feed your brain some good stuff. Mm-hmm. And tell me at the end of that week if you're not feeling better. Mm-hmm. You will. And And that really kind of helped motivate me to keep me going a little bit. And some times where I'm just like, oh, it's easy. I just want to give up. People are telling me I can't do it and I'm never going to be able to do it. And I said, nope.
It seems, when you step back from it all, it seems really simple, right? Because, I mean, how many times do we say to, like, encouragement is when you hear positive things from other people, like, and that's what, like, increases dopamine and, like, gets you, you know, motivated and happy and in a good mood. And if you're listening to literally the exact opposite, even though it's not directly directed towards you, like, negative messaging is not good to put into your daily routine. Mm-hmm. You know, so makes sense.
It's like a coach at halftime. You might come in and you're getting your ass kicked on the football field or whatever, basketball. You come in the locker room and he's mad and because you guys are losing, you know, and he's like, ah. He tells you, you guys are better than this. That's why he's mad. It's because you aren't playing up to your potential. And you guys are so much better than this, you know. You can go out there. You guys can win this game. I mean, he's not going out there going, you're going to go out there and you're going to pop a cap in someone's ass and you're going to go get high and drunk and you're going to win this game. Mm-hmm. You're going to go out there and f*** some hoes. Sorry, dropped the F-bomb. I'm trying not to do that. But, you know, like, he's not saying that. You know, he's giving people confidence and he's telling them that he believes in them, that they can come back and win this game.
Right.
Yeah, think about it.
There you go.
Sorry about the F-bomb.
You could go back and edit it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So if it's bleeped, then I really was sorry and I went and edited it.
Good job.
But if it wasn't, then... It's not that I don't love you. It's just, I forgot. I'm a busy guy, you know?
Right. Got caught up in the moment.
It's time to be editing podcasts. Yeah. So our recovery resource center is going to be opening in just a few days. Mm-hmm. We're not having like a grand opening just yet. We're going to save that for later until we kind of
have staff.
Yeah. Get stuff going. But it's going to be something. I mean, I don't know what, but it's going to be something. And I think people are excited about it. And I just pray it goes well. Pray that we can help people. I think we can. And I sent a message today to the Gamblers Anonymous. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, I don't think my wife explained to you how much we want the stuff to start meetings. And they had sent you like a little package, like, well, I don't even call it a package. They sent you an envelope and they crammed a little sheet in there where you can go ahead and buy a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know if I don't even know what I'm supposed to be buying, first of all. And at Gamblers Anonymous meetings, do they put in dues?
I don't know.
Is money a trigger?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, like there's a lot of things I just don't know, but I used to every once in a while when it was on Yahoo, I would throw $5-$10 on a game. You know, I'm picking players in fantasy football and I might have won. You remember when I was like, hey, honey, that's my guy. I'm going to win like $8. Woo. I mean, it was kind of fun, but I could see where that could have got away from me because to me, being a person in recovery from alcohol, gambling's fine, right? That's cool. That's all right. Mm-hmm. It's not my thing. And I'm not going to the casino. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you got to go to the casino to gamble. No, you don't.
No, not you today. Absolutely don't.
2023. They'll come right at you. They'll send it to your email. They'll give you push notifications on your phone. Every TV channel you watch, every radio station you listen to, it's telling you how much you can bet. It's telling you, oh, yeah, about the parlays and this and that. And they're doing it because they got, A, all this money from people. They're not doing it because they're on a losing streak. You know, why do you think they're on every channel, every radio commercial, every push notification, it seems like, every email?
Yeah.
It's because they got so much money they don't know what to do with. Because you're not winning. Right. But, again, when... people don't look at it that way. And they're like, well, yeah, well, that's not going to happen to me. I'm going to win it for real. I know how to bet. You know, just like I knew how to drink. And I think I'm all right at fantasy football, but I didn't win that much. I lost more than I won. But this year, Michigan changed some laws or something. So like Yahoo, And it wasn't to protect us. It wasn't to protect you. It wasn't to protect me or the other people. It was because Michigan raised their prices on how much they were going to charge these companies to operate inside the state line. Kind of like holding them hostage. And Yahoo said, we're not paying that. So you couldn't bet on Yahoo's. At least in Michigan, you couldn't bet on Yahoo's platform. And I started to go to like BetGM or whatever the hell it was called. And then I realized I didn't really want to do that. So I stopped because it was just like, wait, what am I doing? What am I trying to, I'm trying to bet on this game for what? You know, so I didn't do it, but I could easily, you know, got wrapped into that. So I want to start a GA meeting and just on that foundation alone and in their, I don't want to call it scripture, but in their
materials.
There you go. It said in there to be a member, kind of like AA, to be a member of GA, all you have to do is have the desire to stop gambling.
Yep.
Well, that's me. So
there you go.
Let's run some meetings. And I kind of pretty much like what I just said for like the last, I don't know, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, I put that in like 8 words. So it was way more effective and efficient. But we'll see if they write me back, and hopefully they actually give me some good guidance and some good advice on that. And if not, figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people here in Traverse City that at one time ran a GA meeting, but I saw something in the online that it was in the newspaper that the people were saying like people would come, but they wouldn't show back up. And it was really hard getting people to come. And I don't know if that's just because the stigma, which very much may well be, but hey, we got a new place. Nobody knows what it is. We don't have anything on the outside that's going to make people think you're coming in there for bad stuff.
Right.
We should put, no, I was just going to say some bad stuff about signage we should put outside, but I don't want our landlord to hear that and then say, Corey, that wasn't funny. And that's not a good idea.
Good. I'm glad you censored yourself.
Thanks.
No, I think it'd be great to have a GA meeting. And, you know, if anything, and we had talked about, like, we have the capability of, like, zooming in, too, to, you know, another meeting. So if we got, if we feel like there's not enough people, you know, to hold a meeting of your own, you can always try to pick a time where there's another meeting going on simultaneously and, like, zoom in so you can hear what other people have to say.
That Craig, that Craig guy that was at the symposium.
Yeah, you said you really liked him.
Yeah, what was his, when was his meeting? Didn't you write all that down?
Wednesdays, I think, at 7:30.
Well, let's try next week. PM?
I think, yeah. Honey.
Wow, that's a question. Some people were probably wondering the same thing.
Maybe. There's lots of AA meetings that are early.
AA meetings?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlevoix used to have one that was really early, but that's neither here nor there because we're talking about Gamblers Anonymous. And yeah, if you're in Traverse City and you're like, man, I found myself kind of going through that same thing with the apps and the betting, and you're losing money you don't have, and take a deep, dark look at that. And people have probably told you, oh no, gambling, that's, and you're probably like, yeah, but that's not gonna happen to me. But think about it, you know, really think about it, and then think about your perception of somebody who's a gambler who might need help. And you'll probably think, like I do, I picture someone going to the casino, which isn't the case. And I know a few people that, you know, kind of got wrapped up in lottery tickets even. Well, that's not gambling, that's a lottery. Okay, man.
Yeah.
And they come after minorities. They come after people who don't have the money to lose. So just be careful.
Well, I mean, the people that I've kind of shared my experience with learning about this, about Gamblers Anonymous, and because I can 100% relate to it, right? It's an addiction. So it's like, this is not foreign language to me. This is just like, I can translate that easy peasy into understanding the compulsion and the obsession and all that. And when I was explaining it to actually one of the people at my internship, it was like, it reminded me of when people that, you know, people will talk about drinking too much or partying too hard, and then they make it into like a joke. Like, man, maybe I need to go to that meeting. And they're saying it like they don't really have to go, but they're putting it out there. Like, essentially, the behaviors that they've had before are something that could be considered, you know, going a little too far with it, right?
Yeah.
That's how everybody starts. I remember making jokes about being an alcoholic before I actually was like, I'm an alcoholic, you know, because if you joke about it, then you're not really having to look at yourself and take it seriously.
Yeah. And some people can say, oh, no, but I'm really good at gambling. I'm really good at that. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
House always wins.
Always.
And there's a reason that they say that.
Yep.
But as someone who, like myself, who alcohol was the problem, drugs were the problem. Hey, gambling's something that's cool, man. Something I can do. Be very careful. You know, it's the whole substitution thing. Like if you're on heroin or meth and you're going to get off that and turn to alcohol, well, you're going to think that's probably a dumb idea, right? Some people probably think it's a great idea. And some people are like, that's harm reduction. Whatever, man. I'm just saying, probably not a good idea. Right. And the same thing goes with gambling. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
So be very careful. And just how they word it, you know, problem gambling. You have problem gambling. And they put it on the person, same as alcohol. Drink responsibly. Gamble responsibly. Sounds pretty familiar.
Yeah.
So they're going to blame you for it. You're the bad guy. You're the person. You're the piece of crap that couldn't control yourself.
Well, we told you to drink responsibly.
Yeah, we told you to gamble responsibly. We got stuff on the walls and everything. You can read them. Yeah, be careful. I'm telling you, it's a trap.
Do they really want you to gamble responsibly?
No.
Is Vegas like, come gamble responsibly in Vegas?
Yeah.
No, they're like, come and lose everything in Vegas.
No, they don't want people to lose everything, but some people can gamble and have a good time. Okay. Yeah. Some can't.
I don't know. To me, like, if everybody loses, so it's like, so you're going to go have a good time losing your money? Okay. I don't buy it, but
it's the thrill and the excitement of it.
Yeah, when you win.
Even when you lose.
No, not really.
Yeah. Just saying. If you know anybody in Traverse City is interested, hit me up. Let me know. Or if you got a good Zoom meeting maybe that you know about or heard somebody that knows somebody who knows something about a meeting somewhere online or something that we can check out.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend some time going online to some meetings and
yeah,
and chatting it up and talking about, hey, I'm going to start one of these things.
That's a good idea.
I think so, too.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's fact. So look us up. And we'll have a link to it as well, too, on our website,
mm-hmm.
217recovery.com, and on our app.
Yeah.
Just remember, I forgot to mail out some shirts.
Uh-oh. People are getting some shirts?
Mm-hmm.
From Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then, I can't remember, because there was another name on there. I'm like, man, the guy lived in South Carolina, and I can't remember if I mailed him a shirt or not.
If you need to mail him another one.
I know, just like, I don't know.
I don't know if I gave you one already, but you get two shirts.
There's another one to put my face on it. Get a special edition.
Yeah.
And then the woman in Colorado, that was pretty cool. Mailed her one. I always wonder if like they get them. I mean, I know I could do tracking and like, maybe I think I do tracking, but I don't ever check it to see if they got it.
I'm sure they get them.
Yeah. There's people all over the country that listen to us, which is pretty wild.
I know. It's awesome.
They must be bored out of their mind.
Are you apologizing right now?
Is it a punishment or what's going on?
No, we're glad everybody listens.
I love social media.
Yes.
Yep.
So friend Pastor Deb, she's out of Chicago. She's got a podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is a lot more spiritual. She's not going to drop F-bombs, but I did a podcast with her. If you want to search through our archives, which you can do, it was pretty good. It was pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good story. I love interviewing people. I should interview more people.
You should.
One day when I have time, some dude hit me up and said he was a motivational speaker and he wanted to come on the podcast.
Hmm.
I said, okay. Oh, no, he was a motivational speaker. He was a public speaking teacher or something. You walked in and I was listening to it. And he said that pausing is a great way.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no.
When public speaking. But the guy, it was a pretty bad example. He was like, Mike goes to work every day at 5. Now, let me read that with pauses. Mike goes to work every day at 5. But he read it in a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, that's not about the pauses. That's about your inflection and like reading or saying it in a completely different way.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the pauses. Like, it wasn't the pauses. You know, like, I don't know. I get what he's saying, you know, because I learned that in radio.
Sure.
Because a lot of people, when they start out in radio, they get the ums and the uhs, and there's always a crutch. And I'm sure I have them right now. I think it was yeah or but or I don't know. I do it all the time. I don't air check myself enough. I almost said but I didn't.
There you go.
See? But, oh, damn it. I had the uhs pretty bad, and one of my program directors said, no, just stop.
Stop doing it.
Well, just stop. Like when you're about to say, stop and keep going. Like pauses are good. You don't always have to just blah, 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 and here's Hootie and the Blowfish. Unless you're in country music, then you do. That sucked. Y-100.
You always add that at the end when you.
That's what it sounded like. I don't know. It was worse. I should pull out one of my demos from Y-100.
You should.
Like, oh my gosh.
You should.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm listening to some of your stuff. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That San Antonio stuff wasn't though. Because it wasn't me. It was just blah. Sometimes you got to do stuff you don't want to do. I'm not talking sexually. I'm talking about like for a career. What did you laugh about?
I'm just laughing at you because of the stuff you come up with. It's just where your brain works. It's funny.
Glad I bring humor to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did say something tonight that was really hilarious. I don't remember what it was, though.
Oh, it couldn't have been that good.
No, it was, but I just don't remember.
I hope you remember, because it doesn't happen very often.
Oh, you say stuff all the time, but I just don't remember. It was during dinner, though. Anyway, you did good. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Saying funny stuff.
Yep.
Well, do you got anything that I've been talking this whole time if you want to?
No, I'm good. I just wanted to do a Thursday podcast.
All right, we'll do some shout outs. We haven't done shout outs in like 2 years.
Okay.
So I'm going to shout out to B. I don't think she listens, but B, much love. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. New listener, new friend, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitchell supported the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to shout out to Mitchell. You stole it.
Aha, perfect timing.
I have not yet. Well, actually, I have met Mitchell, but I didn't really meet Mitchell as Mitchell. So
you're going to meet Mitchell tomorrow as Mitchell.
Yep.
And yeah, he hooked it up, man. And we don't really talk about it a lot, but the app is free to you. It's not free to us. Mm-hmm. So if you do want to chip in a little bit, if you're like, man, I enjoy the podcast, you know, I can give $10, I can give $5, I can give $1, whatever it is, feel free. We do appreciate it. And you can do that right on the app. It's very simple. Mitchell will tell you all about it. It's very easy. It takes 2 seconds.
Are you going to have Mitchell on?
Yeah, I'm sure. Eventually.
Yeah.
But that's all. All right. I just got those two.
Okay. I'm going to shout out to Noreen and Georgine, my new friends. And they asked me to do a speaking event about my story at the end of May, towards the end of May. So, I don't know, I was pretty honored with that. So, shout out to them. And shout out to our moms. And
I'm gonna shout out to Terry and Brian.
Okay. Shout out to Terry and Brian.
My friends. And I really do think about them a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't ever hit them up or tell them I'm thinking about them, but I do.
Yeah, that's good.
I was thinking about them today when I was vacuuming naked. I was thinking about Brian and how it's probably a pretty bad influence on Brian. Just throwing that out there. So tell Brian I thought about him when I was vacuuming naked, or he's probably listening. So there you go, buddy.
Okay.
Wait till you get the Christmas card this year.
So are you going to explain? Are you going to give any explanation of that?
Okay. Yeah. Just keep me posted.
Why you choose to vacuum naked?
I don't know. It's just because I just got done cutting my hair, and I like to do that naked because I'm about to jump in the shower. Nobody's home, thank God, so they don't have to witness any of this.
Oh, my God.
And then it's like I vacuum up the hair, and I take that to the hallway, and then I just keep going. It's a cordless vacuum. And I'm like, I still got 90% power. Let's see how far we can get this today.
That's hilarious.
I did the whole house except for the cat's room and our bedroom. I didn't do those rooms, but it was at 10%. I wore it down.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, that's what I do, you know, when I can.
Yeah. And shout out to everybody who listens. So whoever you are, we do appreciate it and hope you get something out of it.
Yeah.
And if you're at least entertained.
You want to support us, you can do it financially, or you can do it by wearing our shirts that we'll send you for free.
Yep.
Sign up for those, 217recovery.com. Appreciate it. Much love. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the 217 Recovery Podcast. We hope you come back for our next episode.